Today's episode of the Acts29 Canada podcast is brought to you by Digital Indoorsman, the go-to solution for small business owners looking to establish credibility for their business. By choosing Digital Indoorsman, you're not only elevating your business, but you're also directly contributing to the mission of reaching Canada for Jesus. It's simple, affordable, and impactful. Check out digitalindoorsman.com to find out how you can make a difference for your business and support church planters. Digital Indoorsman. You're out there working hard. Let them handle the digital stuff.
Hey, I want to welcome you to the Acts29 podcast. My name is Dwight.
And I'm Jordan.
And we are the hosts of this podcast. So welcome.
Glad to have you.
Hey, welcome to the Acts29 Canada podcast. My name is Jordan. I am one of the co-hosts. I'm here with Dwight, who is also one of the co-hosts. Hey, Dwight, how are you?
Hey, man. I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm wonderful. Thank you. We're here also with Clay, who is another one of the co-hosts. Clay, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm not doing the worst. I caught a cold or flu from one of my many kids, so I will not be participating as much in this episode.
That's
the
okay.
The appropriate response would have been better than I deserve.
That's right.
That's true.
What you should have said as a good reformed man.
Yeah.
So. Do you want to try it again?
Yeah. Clay, how you doing?
Better than I deserve.
Ah, good answer, Clay.
Oh, amen. So funny. So funny. I preached a sermon recently on winning, and I said, and I made people stand up and play rock, paper, scissors, and but I told them what to do. And so at the end of the thing, I said, hey, who won? And people would say, oh, this person won. And I'm like, actually, I won. Like, I controlled that whole situation. All right, that's winning. And then moved on to talk about better things than that. But Clay, thanks for letting me win on that. I appreciate that.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
Makes me feel good.
Dwight loves to win. Well, we're glad you're here, and we're doing something a little bit different on this episode of the podcast. We've been going through church planting. We've been going through a few phenomenal books. This episode, we're going to do a little bit of a switch up. We're going to throw a little bit of a change up at you, so to speak. Baseball metaphor.
You're welcome, speed Dwight. Pitch.
That's right. And we're going to actually talk about what's coming up here at Acts29 Canada in the year 2024. We're, you know, just about a month into the year. We obviously have seen some awesome things happen over the years. We're grateful for the work that the Lord is doing in our network globally, but certainly in our network here in Canada. And so, Dwight, why don't you take us through a little bit of what we're excited about, what we're reaching for, what we're going after, what's coming up for Acts29 Canada in 2024?
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad we're able to do this. It allows for us to have a little bit of vision, not just on paper, because we write a lot of newsletters and social media, which people may or may not follow or may or may not see, depending how the algorithm feels that day. And so I would say one of the big things that we're trying to do as Acts29 Canada is put as much into the areas as possible. So we have six areas. So we have the West, which is Yukon and BC and Alberta. And then we have the Prairies, Saskatchewan, Manitoba. We have Ontario, which is Ontario, and Quebec, which is Quebec. We have Maritimes. And then we have Newfoundland and Labrador. So we have six different areas, and we're trying, because things are so expensive to get to. Throughout our country, we want people to be together as much as possible. We want for real collaboration, not just video collaboration, not writing, you know, being pen pals with one another in the network, but actually being across the table, being able to work together. And so the only way to really make this happen is to break up the country into these quasi bite-size, you know, chunks. Canada's huge, absolutely huge, and still super expensive. So one of the things that we're going to be doing in 2024 is something that we've learned a lot from in 2022 and 2023 is micro conferences. We were thinking about doing a big conference. I think it was 2020. And for obvious reasons, that kind of got canceled. And so we began to think, how can we do this more affordably? How can we have subjects that are actually pertinent to the people in that area? And so we developed these micro conferences, and they've gone really well. The feedback has been amazing, especially that people don't have to travel far to go to a big conference. Rather, the conference kind of comes to them, and they're smaller, so you can usually get to know almost everyone in that room if it's between 20, 30 people. And the cost really is on you know, bringing a person or a few people to travel around to these different places, rather than putting the costs on the people that need to travel. And it allows for people that aren't yet part of Axiom 9 to get to be a part of that. So Jordan, you were part of one of those that we did in Ontario.
I actually wasn't. I wasn't there. But
this is when you say, yes, of
yes,
course I was.
Yes, I was. It was great. I loved every single minute. And here's why.
I just assumed,
I wasn't there,
because I was in your backyard that you were. Where were you?
Right. I was traveling abroad.
For
I was
fun?
Out of the country for fun, for vacation.
You skipped out on an X29 event for fun?
Well, unfortunately, it was just a scheduling error. So it was, anyways, it was really unfortunate because everything that I heard about it was phenomenal, right? We had
yeah,
a bunch
good.
Of people in the room. We had a bunch of people connecting. We had a great speaker. Barnabas Piper came and talked about his book Belong, which is phenomenal and is continuing to be used in our church. Can't recommend that enough. So yeah, I'm really eager, not only because I, you know, bailed on the first one, but because I've, you know, like I said, I heard so many great things about it. And that really is the wonder and beauty of a network, right? Is getting a chance to be in the room with other people, in relationship with other people. You know, we're able to help one another. We're able to share resources and experiences and be in relationship with each other to encourage one another in the efforts and ministries that we're a part of. So yeah, look, really excited about the microconference idea. Really excited about it. Do we have any plans to do a big conference one day? Is that something that we're hoping to do, or?
Yes-ish. We were okay. Planning 2025, and we have a specific person in mind to have come to do that. Mm-hmm. And so the month that we were looking for, they are not able. So we're looking at 2026, and that sounds so ridiculous, but that's reality. And it's
not that far away. It really isn't.
No, it's not.
So anyways, that's cool. But microconferences, yay.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't be like Jordan and skip out on those. Come, it'll be great.
So we're looking at having between 20 and 25 of those all across Canada. We want to get those as close to people as possible. And these are all going to be focused on not just on church planning, but multiplication. So how do we mature and be healthy, and how do we multiply? And so we'll look at the different needs across the country and contextualize those events to that area. So,
who can come to those?
Well, anyone.
Cool.
Anyone. Yeah, unless you have like the bubonic plague, then you should stay at home probably.
Like Clay.
Like Clay. Who told me his eyes were all red, but they don't look that red. Look closer in the camera, Clay.
The eyes aren't red, but they're fiery. Like they
fiery.
Feel like they're burning. Yeah, okay. So it's hard to see.
Gotcha. Mm. Is there an emoji for that?
I don't know.
Probably.
Eyes of fire. Or that's
That'd
a biblical
a cool
reference
one.
Maybe, huh?
Yeah, yeah. That's Jesus on the white horse.
I mix my emojis with Revelation.
With Revelation.
All the time. There's some Christian out there
I'm
trying to develop those.
Yeah.
And you know what's really going on.
Exactly.
Oh, that's good. So microconferences, excited about that. What's the next thing that we've got coming up this year?
Oh, what else do we have? Well, sticking with the theme of micro, because I'm short. micro cohorts. I'm letting you in on people making fun of me for being short. So I walk into a room, they're like, when's a real speaker coming? Like, I'm down here. Look at me. I'm not that short, by the way. I'm very average in the Eastern Hemisphere. Maybe.
If you come to a micro conference, you'll be able to know for sure.
Anyway, micro cohorts. And the micro isn't on necessarily the smallness of the cohort, but on the length of it. So some cohorts that we get involved in is like, oh yeah, join our cohort forever. And it's like, there's no way out. So we're trying to develop these, they're more competency based cohorts around. So we have four of them that we're looking to launch out this year. One is, let me find my list. Where are they? Oh yeah, multi-site. So we have Adam Flint, who's part of the Church of the 1122 in Jacksonville, Joby Martin. And I mean, their church is just like bonkers huge. But they figured out how to be a church where people are known and cared for and loved, and you're not just a number. And so he's going to help us, one, develop a a multi-site cohort for, I think it's a 6-month thing. Once a month, it'll be a little bit of reading, which is optional, but would be helpful. And then he's going to have a subject to discuss, and then we get to discuss what we're going through together. So, so micro cohort on multi-site realities. The second one is going to be on growth barriers. Actually, homegrown Todd Dugard is going to be doing that one. So I think up to churches of 500, he's going to be working with and thinking about the different barriers that keep you from moving forward. Because, you know, of course, the Lord can cause the church to blow up in a wonderful way. But then there are also some leadership things that if you're not doing that, you can keep, you know, why are we maxing out at 50 or 100 or 200 or whatever? There are these barriers that are put in place. The third micro cohort is going to be leadership pipeline. I'm still talking to a couple guys about leading that, but how to develop a leadership pipeline in your church that goes from, if not new Christian, to at least like Christian, all the way up to church planter, counselor, vocational ministry, which also includes equipping people within the church to be doing their normal everyday life with gospel intentionality. So that would be good. And the last one, this is actually really exciting, is Jeremiah, who's in Brampton. He's going to be leading a cohort for South Asian leaders. And so he's been in touch with a guy named Ajay Thomas in the States. I think Ajay is born in India, but leading this network of South Asian leaders across the U.S. and he's helping us do that in Canada as well. So all those cohorts really are first come for Acts 29, but we're making them big enough that not enough Acts 29 guys could just fill it. So we want for it to be for Acts 29 guys, but also to be generous with these cohorts so that other people are able to learn from Acts 29 guys, but also with Acts 29 guys. Yeah, guys and gals. These aren't just for men.
Sure. That's awesome. And I love how practical and tangible those topics are. And hopefully those are super helpful. And so again, who can come to that?
You can.
Oh, cool. That's good.
Yeah. I'll let you guys come. Anyone can come to those. If one of those four things you're working through, and these are just the beginning. Like Jordan, if you got to choose a micro cohort, what would you, not off that list, but what would you want to be a part of?
Oh man, I would love to be a part of a next generation discipleship cohort. Right. That's right up my alley in terms of what I'm doing on a daily basis. But in terms of, you know, how do we capture the hearts and minds of students and young people in this generation, but then how do we mobilize them and integrate them into the church in a really effectual and efficient way? Because, you know, I believe I've said it on this podcast before, I've certainly said it a lot in my ministry life, but our kids, our students, our young adults, they're not the church to come, they are the church now. Mm-hmm. And so how do we, you know, capture them? And how do we kind of, you know, what are the things that we do in order to make sure that they are, you know, seen and loved and welcomed and then mobilized for mission within our churches?
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. You might even be qualified to teach that one.
I don't feel like I'm qualified to teach it.
Oh yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
Well, we'd figure it out.
We just need a warm body, man. We just need a warm body.
Oh man, but it's awesome, and that's where I love the idea. I love the model. I love the vision of it. And you know, it's a super practical thing that we can get our church leaders to be a part of. That we can, you know, and it's not just for church pastors and planters, right? If you've got lay people, volunteers that are, you know, committed, that are on leadership teams, that would be able to be a part of it. I mean, that'd be a super awesome thing. You may have said this already, but let's circle back to it. How long are these cohorts going to last?
Oh, they're going to be between 3 and 6 months. And cool. We're going to start there and we'll figure it out as we go along. And those cohorts, they could turn into a group that wants to continue meeting together, but doesn't need, you know, a leader to go through some subject with them. So, and those are, you know, I talked about areas at the beginning, the micro conferences being area focused, but these cohorts are going to be I mean, they're going to be by video. So, so that will, it'll give an opportunity to unite, people across the country together.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. One of the things that I love that, you know, I have the opportunity and blessing of in youth ministry and family ministries is being able to do ministry alongside a number of other brothers and sisters across Ontario that are in the throes and trenches of youth ministry along with me. You know, we're in the season here in January of winter retreats. We have two retreats in January, one for our high schoolers, our senior highs, one for our junior highs. Actually, our junior high one is this coming weekend, which we're super excited for. But, you know, getting the chance to not only bring hundreds of, you know, teenagers and preteens together to worship, get into God's word, you know, spend a bunch of time in the snow up north for us anyway, in Muskoka, mm-hmm. Is an awesome thing. But the thing that I find super valuable is being able to rub shoulders with other guys in ministry and talk about ministry, what's good, what's working. You know, we get a chance to, on a smaller scale, do essentially what these cohorts are kind of hoping to accomplish. And mm-hmm. so that's super exciting. So we've got micro conferences. We've got micro cohorts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What else we got?
Well, we started something in the fall, Day of Prayer and Fasting, where mm-hmm. we're focusing on. So we can't all get together, right? Mm-hmm. It's very hard for us all to be together. So I was thinking, how do we be together? Right. There's a togetherness of the church, and there's a togetherness of our network that we desire, but we can be together in prayer. We can be together mm-hmm. around the Lord. And so we developed this thing where, you know, some churches are, well, okay, let me backtrack a little bit. Basically what we do is, we focus on one area per month. And so, I think we just did Quebec this past month, and we're looking at the Maritimes next month. And so there'll be a short 1-minute video that gets played maybe on a Sunday morning, maybe in a weekly newsletter. I don't know where it's getting played in each congregation, but a person from that context sharing one encouraging thing that's happened and one need. And then there's a list of prayer requests that the churches from that area are submitting. And then we really encourage churches to consider fasting the first Monday of the month and praying for those things that the Lord would answer those. We've already seen some of those things get answered already. And we've just begun this. So it's really awesome. Now, next time we'll get to report on, hey, you prayed for this and here's how the Lord answered. So sometimes we feel like, oh, okay, I'm just praying. And then when the Lord actually answers, it's like, oh, I don't know if it was mine or Jordan's or someone else's, you know, I have no idea, but the Lord is responding. Like, let's keep going. Let's see what else the Lord might do. And, it's unique when you fast for someone and for something, like it connects you to them. And that thing, it's almost like the Lord knits them onto your heart in a unique way. There are very few things in life that I will not eat food for.
That's right.
And church planning is one of them. And so I just think that, I think it's a valuable opportunity for us to get to engage in, and that anyone can participate with us in that. But they are X-29 churches that we're identifying and highlighting needs for.
That's been one of the cool things for me. First of all, I love the idea. It's been super impactful for me, and what you've said, I've certainly felt personally, in terms of just, you know, the Lord inclining my heart to love on and to care for and to continue to keep in prayer the Acts 29 churches that we're in partnership with. One of the questions that I get from people in our church, and specifically on my ministry teams, my leadership teams, is, you know, well, so we're a part of Acts 29. We hear about it all the time. You know, we hear you talking about it and Todd talking about it and our other leaders talking about it. But like for us, it doesn't really mean a ton. And I've been able to say over the last couple of months, I said, well, let me point you in the direction of something. And for our youth ministry leadership team, you know, we've got 27 small group leaders that we're a part of that's on our leadership team. They've been praying and fasting along. Many of them have been praying along and fasting along with me and with us as we've been going through that. And so that has brought value to them to be able to say, oh, I know that person from that area now because I see their face and I hear what the Lord is doing in their midst, and I want to be praying for the things that they're asking for us to pray about. And then, you know, that's just an awesome thing where we are starting to, you know, really the Lord's knitting our hearts together as a network, and that's what I love. And so, you know, then the opportunity comes with a micro conference to be able to say, hey, I'm so-and-so. I was praying for you and for this. Right.
Yeah.
And see kind of how the Lord moves and works in that, which is super awesome.
Yeah. And I think all these things that we're participating in, they don't feel necessarily like, wow, there's so much movement and progression. Mm. And you get inside of a room with like 1,000 people and you feel, whoa, something is happening here. But there's a lot happening. There's tons happening. And and it's really encouraging. We just don't get to see it. We don't get to see it all.
That's right.
So, and 1,000 people in a room does not actually mean that something is happening.
Correct.
It means that you somehow got those 1,000 people in the room.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Cool, man. That's super exciting. Love what's coming up. Anything else that we've got? I hate to say, is that it? Because that's a lot of stuff and that represents a lot of people and a lot of impact. So,
yeah.
But anything else coming up for 2024?
Well, I mean, we're constantly thinking about the leadership pipeline and wanting for churches to, and I already mentioned the micro cohort that we'll be focusing on that. But in order to assist and help in that, we want to use Movement Seminary is something we've talked about on here before. Movement Seminary offers these things called intensives, which is usually it's a Friday night and a Saturday. Or it's two consecutive Saturdays, but we're trying to make these Friday, Saturday night things. And historically, in our like long 3 years or 4 years of existence, we've attracted mostly elders or pastors and the students. And so what we want to do is we're asking across the nation, like, where are places that we could have like hubs or hub opportunities to learn. And so we'd like to identify about 20 places where we can have someone teach a class or teach one of these intensives. We're looking to do Romans or James in May. And I would love to announce who it is. I'm really excited for him, but we haven't finalized the details of it yet. And he has the flu today. So we were supposed to talk actually yesterday.
Is it Clay?
It's not Clay, but if Clay has the flu, he does look really good for having the flu. Where is I going with that? So in May, Romans or James, and it's not a book of the Bible every time. This past time was having a pastoral theology and like, what does it look like to have that? I wasn't there, so I'm just going to end up making up what they talked about. But I heard feedback that it was really, really good. So, but the idea is that there could be this hybrid model of learning where you gather people in these 20 different places. There is some sort of teaching that's coming from a person, obviously video. I'm sure it has to be video. And then then someone on site is processing that information with everyone there. And how are we going to apply this? And so it allows for us to have bigger names and people who have been really gifted with teaching that we can utilize those people. And then it allows for us to figure out what that looks like on the ground. So it doesn't just stay, we aren't consumers. So you don't have to join Movement Seminary to do this. You just have to show up at the intensive and it's like $10 or something. And that basically helps us lose less money in providing some carbohydrates that you probably don't even need. So I'm looking forward to that. So there's going to be three every year. We already had our first one, but we'd like to have May, be an opportunity where we can have some of those hub churches. And then the one later in the year where we do have that, the 20 to 25 locations where this is taking place. So you just think, man, if there are only, you know, 4 or 5 people in each one of those places, well, that's 100 people that are now being, trained. And then, you know, we're not just training, we're saying, okay, now you're responsible for this. Now you go and make disciples with this information that you now have. So I think it's going to contribute a lot to the leadership pipeline and partnered with good churches that have apprenticeship programs. I'm looking forward to this. I think it'll be good.
Mm. Yeah, love it.
I think that's it.
Okay. Love the heart behind that and excited to see the kind of dividends that pays, not only in the lives of those who take it, but in the churches that they're a part of. So that's super cool. That's super cool. And so, you know, if you're interested in being a part of any of this, of course, we would love to be able to chat with you about it. If you've got questions, reach out to one of us. Probably Dwight would be the best person to reach out to. But how can people connect with you, Dwight, about all that kind of stuff?
Well, you can connect with me by emailing Jordan Kouros at Harvest, and he can...
At Axe29.
Yeah. no, my name, Dwight Bernier at Axe29.com. Would love to hear from you. Would love to figure out how we can serve you. I think as a network, Axe29 has become more generous, meaning like it's not just when you join that we want to give you ourselves and stuff. I think Axe29 is becoming more kingdom-minded and kingdom-focused, and it's bigger and broader, and how can we be contributors and influencers and learners as well? So I really like the posture of the network globally, but especially in North America. And despite what you read in the press, that's not what it smells like. I'm around where a lot of this stuff gets cooked up, and it smells really good, and it smells really generous, and it's beautiful. So in Canada, I'd love to invite you in to get to see what's happening, and you don't have to join to learn with us, and we'd love to learn from you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Also, make a quick plug for the newsletter.
Newsletter plug. Dun, 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 dun.
I know Dwight and Cindy have been working hard on that the last few months. It's been good. So,
where can people get the newsletter?
Not on it.
Where can people get the newsletter?
I don't even know how you sign up for the newsletter.
Somehow you
get on the list. So, it's very exclusive.
Oh, that's great. That's so perfect.
We should put it on the website, except
you know
what?
We'll plug it in the show notes. Somebody knows how to get there, and and we'll figure it out. And if you want to be a part of the newsletter, we'll put it in the show notes. However, you're watching this or listening to this, I guess, or not watching
the newsletter. Basically, we're doing this episode because I'm fairly confident that people don't read the newsletter. So,
oh man, hey, listen, PSA. Please read your church e-bulletin or however you get that. Please read the Axe29 newsletter, okay? There's some
we're
awesome
gonna have
stuff going on
to put
here.
Like racy titles, you know, pastor doing meth, and it's like, what? I'm looking on, it's like,
gotcha, by the way.
There probably is one, but that's not what we're going to write about.
Well, we were just talking about mushrooms earlier, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well, peek behind the curtain, everybody. There you go. So anyways, all of that said, it's Dwight, it's been awesome to hear about this, man. We're super excited about what the Lord is doing in Axe29 globally, Axe29 Canada. We would love for you to be a part of it. So please connect with us. Please reach out. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to serve you. As Dwight said, we'd love to have you a part of our micro conferences, micro cohorts, micro intensives. That's not what they're called. They're just called, they're called intensives. All of these things, movement seminary, all of that stuff. The Lord's doing a wonderful work. We're grateful, and we're eager to see what he does in 2024. So thanks so much for listening. Like I said, all the information you need is in the show notes. We'll love to connect with you again. We'll be back next week for another episode. Thanks for listening.
Today's episode of the Axe29 Canada podcast is brought to you by Digital Indoorsman, the go-to solution for small business owners looking to establish credibility for their business. Are you or someone in your church community running a small business? Struggling to create a website that truly represents who you are? Digital Indoorsman is here to help. With expertly crafted websites starting at just $249 a month, they provide an affordable and effective way to reach a wider audience. But here's the best part. Digital Indoorsman is more than just a web agency. They are dedicated to a greater cause. 100% of their profits go towards supporting church planting and church planters. By choosing Digital Indoorsman, you're not only elevating your business, but you're also directly contributing to the mission of reaching Canada for Jesus. It's simple, affordable, and impactful. Check out digitalindoorsman.com to find out how you can make a difference for your business and support church planters. Digital Indoorsman. You're out there working hard. Let them handle the digital stuff.